Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Take 55. Holy shit. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, streaming, downloading, however you listen. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. So please tell a friend, enemy, coworker about the podcast. Look, we've all been through some tough times the last few months. All right, we've even unfriended and blocked a ton of people. But what I need you to do, I need you to be the bigger person. I need you to be even bigger than me. And I need you to go back and friend those people, unblock those people, go, hey, you know what? Things got out of hand. You should check out this podcast. I think this could bring us together. It's a great podcast. Check it out. And then you can unfriend them and block them again. I don't care. As long as you send them the link to this podcast, I'm completely fine with that. Okay, that's what you need to do. But I'm seeing a nice uptick in the numbers. I appreciate it. I'm sorry about last week. Everybody knows, like, in this time, it's very weird. Days are running together. It was super late Friday night when I was like, oh shit, I didn't do my podcast. I got busy over the weekend and I forgot, you know. So this is for last week. And yeah. So I'll get to my milestone. Now, for those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. Sometimes it's big stuff. Sometimes it's small stuff. Sometimes it's nothing. That's where I get the milestones from. Bam. I know. It's pretty genius. But I've talked about it for the last couple of weeks. He's really into the gaming thing. I'm still trying to, you know, get him set up with his gaming rig and, you know, get him set up to record and all that kind of stuff. He wants to, you know, make videos and all that kind of stuff. So I'm still working on that. But what I did do last week, I set up my cell phone camera and I recorded him while he was playing. So he got to at least see himself while he was playing, and he enjoyed it. But it's such a cute video. He's so shy. He can't look at the camera at all. When he does, he's kind of using his side eye. He's using the lingo. He's laughing and stuff. It's such a cute video. It's like 90 seconds. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite videos of him, man. And it's, man, it's just fun bonding over these games, man. You know what? It's a little something. He, you know, with the ADHD, and it's probably just kids in general, but I'm not sure. But I know what he has, and it's my son. I know him. So he can really hyper-focus on things and not really want to branch out once he likes something. And so I tried to get him to watch The Wizard, which is a cool movie from back in the, I want to say, really early 90s. But it's got some Nintendo stuff in there. I think Mario 3 was kind of premiered in that movie. I could be wrong about that, but I know Mario 3 is in it, and it was huge and everything. He loves Mario 3. I was like, oh, he'll like this movie. He didn't really care for it. It's a little slow for him. But you know what's funny, too? Let me digress a little bit. That movie is basically just about an autistic kid who plays video games. It's so weird how, like, back then, like, people didn't know what that was at all, and they were like, oh, this kid's just weird. It's just like they basically just made a movie about exploiting a kid with autism who was good at video games. But anyway. But so we watched it for a little while, and he got to see some people playing some Nintendo. He actually got to see a Nintendo, someone playing a Nintendo. They had the Power Glove in there. And so that made him want to branch out on his Switch and start playing different games. And he ended up liking that. I want to say it's from Super Nintendo, the Donkey Kong game, where, like, you're the regular big Donkey Kong, but there's also like a kitty Donkey Kong behind you. You can ride a rhino at one point. They have that one level where you're riding the little mine cars down in the mine. You got to jump the rails. What else can you do in that game? You can break through the walls and go into the bonus areas and all that type of shit. You can be an ostrich to collect coins to get extra guys. I know you guys have played it, but he's playing that now. So that's cool to see him branching out. And I know it's because of the movie. Even though he really didn't care for the movie too much, that movie at least got him to branch out and try a couple of games. So that was good for him to do. I don't know why I paused doing that sentence like that. But yeah. So That's what's going on with Miles. Not much of anything. But I honestly, I got to say, I really enjoy bonding with him over games, you know, watching DGR and Ryukar and all that kind of stuff and watching these troll levels and, you know, watching him get better at actually playing, watching him get better at building his levels, making things more complicated, making it look more like these other, you know, level creators and stuff like that. And it's that's fun, too. Like, he'll go, oh, this looks like a so-and-so level. He's starting to notice, like, creators and, like, oh, people's signature things that they like to do and their levels, all that kind of stuff. That's cool to see him kind of really getting into the nitty-gritty and starting to learn these names of, like, you know, some of the bigger players and even some of the lesser-known creators in the game, which is it's just been fun, man. It's just been a lot of fun. And I got to be honest, there's a level of comfort, man, hearing all these Mario sounds and downstairs. It just reminds me of my childhood. And it's fun, man. It's fun doing this with him. Because I know at some point he's going to grow up and he's not going to want to spend any time with me. So I'm just enjoying laying on the couch with him, sitting on the couch with him, watching him play and, you know, us playing together and watching YouTube videos of people playing. So I'm just enjoying it, you know. And if you're a newer dad, you know, don't fight it, man. I get it. It's not regular sports. It's esports. I know it's not the same as getting up on a Saturday and watching, you know, Alabama take on LSU or, you know, something or Alabama Auburn or something like that. But it's still fun, man. It's a way to bond. I'm meeting him on his level. And I enjoy video games, so it's not like I'm stepping way out of my wheelhouse here. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. So if you have kids, man, again, new dad, meet them on their level. I know there's things in our head that we wanted for our kids and memories that we felt like we were going to create. You know, don't get disappointed. Don't get discouraged. Just meet them, you know, meet them in the middle. You know, they'll come around to things you like, maybe not. Just find some middle ground, man. I'm enjoying it. But, yeah, so that's what's going on with him. But, all right, let me just move on to a couple things and I get out of here. I got to do another one. I want to apologize for not doing last week, man. Just things got all messed up. But when it comes to wearing masks, we're sick of talking about it. Look, I love the fact that we live in a country where you can do whatever you want to do. You know, if you don't want to wear a mask, that's completely fine. But you don't need to be an asshole about it. You don't need to stare people down. You don't need to be walking around like Billy Badass, just hoping someone says something to you so you can fight with, you know, the Walmart employee. Okay, they're making this shit mandatory here starting on the 20th, so you might as well just get on fucking board. I don't like wearing masks, but I wear a mask because I don't want to wear a mask for the next 2 fucking years. So the sooner people get their head out of their ass, put on a fucking mask, the sooner we can get back to doing normal shit, going out drinking with our friends, going to parties, you know, doing comedy. Just fucking stop with the fucking fake tough guy patriot shit, okay? Because most of y'all, you're not tough, and the thing about these patriotic people, you think you're being a rebel, but all you really like to do is obey the rules. You know, you don't like the people asking you to wear a mask, so that's why you don't want to wear one. But if it became a law, you would bitch and complain, but you would wear it. Why? Because you're really just a fucking dork that obeys the rules of the country. That's what it is. But they painted it to a way where, like, people who are super patriotic, they think they're like this badass person who breaks the rules, but all they really are people who obey the rules. You know, you claim you don't want tyranny and you hate the laws and you hate the government and they can't tell you what to do, but all you do is comply with everything they tell you to do. Where you're wearing seatbelts, you're not drinking and driving, you're not smoking weed if it's not legal in your state. You're obeying all the fucking rules. That shit's not fucking Johnny Badass. You're the kid at a party when everybody's trying to have fun and basically play their own version of Monopoly. You're like, hey, guys, actually, you can't have a hotel until you have 3 apartments. Hey, you can't get gay married. That's not in the Constitution. That's not right. It's like, shut the fuck up, man. You're not a fucking rebel. You're the teacher's pet. You're the one running back telling the teacher when she had to run out. Remember that shit back in the day when like the teacher had to leave to like go to the principal's office or down to the office for something before they had a phone in all the classrooms? You were the one that they put in charge because she knew that you would rat on everybody. That's you. That's you, super patriot. You're a fucking rat. You're a fucking rat. Yeah. You say you had to hate the government and drain the swamp, but you want it all. You want to keep it all around. You like the status quo. You're completely fine with it. And hey, that's cool. But just stop acting like you're a fucking rebel. You're truly not. You're really not at all in the least fucking bit. Okay? You're not tough yelling at a 16-year-old girl at Walmart. I don't have to do nothing. I think I'm just going to hang out at Walmart on the 20th just to watch people have fucking meltdowns because they got to wear a mask at Walmart. And the thing is, people, it's so easy to remedy. It's either you wear a mask or you order your shit online and you go pick it up. You don't have to go inside. I just want to get this shit over with. That's where I'm at. I'm willing to do whatever it takes just to get this shit over with, man. That's where I am. It sucks, but I'm ready to move on with my life, man. I truly am. But man, it's pretty crazy how childish so many people are. It's pretty wild. But anyway, all right. So I'm a week late because again, time got a hold the best of me. I didn't realize what day it was. But the Will and Jada thing has been a big topic, and typically I don't really like to comment on people's relationships because relationships are complicated, they're personal, and they really have nothing to do with us, but people are talking about it. I find these type of situations very interesting, and I do have an opinion on it, but as far as their relationship, as far as like someone having an open relationship, I am completely fine with that. I don't care about that. People can do what they want to do. People have open relationships for countless numbers of reasons, and it's not for me to judge, okay? Some people don't like sex. Some people can't perform anymore. Some people just want to be able to go out and have sex with other people. For some people, it's not sexual at all. Some people just like, hey, I like to go out and just date other people. I like to be able to go out and just meet new people of the opposite sex or same sex. And I'm fine with that. Now, with all that being said, I just think the way this shit went down with Will and them was pretty wild and crazy. And I think she's toxic. How are you going to take a young man that is almost 20 years your junior? You know, you say how like he was a friend of the family and how he was going through all of this stuff. Carl, you were saying you were his mentor, and then all of a sudden you're in this romantic relationship with this person who you were saying was going through some mental issues. I don't think that's cool to take advantage of someone while they're going through some mental issues, especially somebody like Jada Pinkett, who has like I don't even know the word. But especially if you're a black dude over the age of what, probably 25, you probably had a crush on this woman at some point in your life. She's one of the most gorgeous women to ever walk the face of this earth. Okay, when it comes to Hollywood actresses, you know? And you don't think you have power over people? You're fucking Jada Pinkett, man. And I hate to be the what about guy, because I hate the what. Well, what about when Obama? I hate that. But we're going to do it here since we live in a time now where like we're really trying to get rid of toxic behavior, especially from the male gender. You know, there's been a lot of talk about mental abuse and gaslighting and taking advantage of people when you're in the position of power. Dude, I couldn't imagine if the shoe was on the other foot. Could you imagine if Willow brought home one of her friends that was like 21, 22, going through something, and then Will was like, oh, I'm her mentor. Didn't you find out that he was actually fucking this woman? And then most of you have probably seen this August interview The kid is still not mentally all there. It's sad to see. And then to have her bring herself to the red table and Will has to sit there and act like he's okay with it, the way it went down. They could have an open relationship, but I don't think, it doesn't seem like it went down the way everyone, well, the way that they're trying to portray it. Because this motherfucker looks devastated and he looks hurt. But he's also in Hollywood, which is very progressive. And, you know, his kids are kind of gender fluid. So he has to come across as like super progressive, like it's not bothering him. And to me, that's fucked up. There's no way Will Smith would be able to get away with this same thing. And I'm not saying that he he shouldn't be able to, and she shouldn't be able to. Now, am I saying should she get canceled? I'm not saying that. I believe Will would, but what it was killing me is when I'm seeing people like, oh, when this dude cheated, y'all have nothing to say. When this dude cheated, y'all had nothing to say. But when Jada does it, y'all lose y'all minds. It's like, you know what? What's funny about that is because when both of those X and Y guys cheated, a lot of these women had so much to say, talking about toxic masculinity. Oh, men's ego are fragile. That's why they got to do this type of shit. He's a piece of shit. Men need to step their game up. They need to stop acting like this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. But when she does it, yeah, that's right, Jada, you get it. Then she took advantage of somebody when they were in a weak mental state. That's not fucking cool, man. Not cool. Not cool. And yeah, and then for it to be one of your son's friends, that seems very weird too. That seems very, very weird and inappropriate. And I don't care how old they are. Like if my mom got divorced and she ended up dating one of my friends, it's like, I don't care if my friend is 43 years old. It's still my mother. It's still my friend and you're my mom. There's plenty of other people out there. It's very, very weird. Very weird. And my thing is, when it comes to all this gender equality and sexual equality and stuff, it really just seems like there's just a group of people where, like, yeah, they say all that stuff about how they want equality, but to me it seems like they really just want license to be just as shitty and just as toxic as their male counterparts that they're talking about. It's like, if this type of behavior is bad, if it's toxic, if it's hurtful to people, why are you allowing it? It's not cool to do to anybody. That's the shit that kills me. And can I ask this question too? Since Jada came up, of course her mom comes up. And her mom is a very attractive lady. She's in her late 60s. And that's all people talk about. I would have went for Jada mama. Look at her body. It's just like, I hear women talking about like, hey, stop objectifying us. We're more than our bodies. And then like, that's all you see with some of these older actresses. It's like, Angela Bassett, look at her body. Jada Pinkett's mom, look at her body. Look at this woman's body. Look at her body. It's just like, dude, these are elderly women and you're still fawning over their bodies. Is that really all y'all care about, man? Is about having a great shape? It's just like, if you're 65, 70 years old, it's completely fine to be fit and be in shape. But man, if that's all people look at and care about, like, oh, I want to be. Dude, people are more than their shapes, man. They are more than that. But what kills me is just like, you yell at people. When a guy will like say something like, man, so-and-so's got a great body. Don't objectify us. We're more than that. What about women with curves and this, that, and the third? You know, that real women don't look like this. But here you are fawning over an elderly woman's body. It's just weird. It's a lot of picking and choosing. And the thing is, is it okay to fetishize plus size women? I mean, because you can get on the internet and talk about how much you love big women all day and people will think you're a hero. But is that not fetishizing? Am I tripping? Am I being a dick? Let me know. But there's a show. That's a show. Another episode coming up. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Dude, I'm sorry if I sound like I'm a little out of sorts. I literally have not eaten all day, and it's 5 o'clock. I haven't eaten one morsel of food. I've taken a couple sips of water. But I'm fucking dying. I'm dying. I need to eat something. My brain is getting scrambled. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Don't forget about He's Got Answers every Tuesday, 9 o'clock. It's now streaming on Facebook as well. So it's gonna be on Instagram on Facebook Live and on YouTube Live. So every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, He Got Answers, Facebook and YouTube. All right, peace, everybody. Talk to you later.